True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's not coming from Brett Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning and welcome, my friends. Fourth and final hour of our get-together is set to begin. We call it the 9 o'clock stretch. After a weekend, it feels good, doesn't it? And so does the weather. Unbelievable. Good morning. It's 9:07, your time check, brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Joining us now, Lieutenant Governor Jay Collins. Good morning, Governor. How are you?
I'm doing good this morning. How are y'all doing?
You know, considering the recent events, doing really well, trying to kind of get over the hump, if you will, looking for the silver lining of these things. Of course, I'm talking about the murder of Charlie Kirk, which, I mean, has really just, you know, shocked the world, literally. I mean, you get the deputy prime minister in Italy saying, you know, made more impact than anything else that's happened in his life in the last 30 years, and they're going to do Charlie Kirk type meetings there, so it's already had a big effect. What about the impact to you personally, and perhaps the state of Florida?
Well, you know, like many, this was completely shocking. You know, to see somebody like Charlie, who frankly did it the right way. He believed in civil discourse. He went into the lion's den, metaphorically speaking anyway, and sat there and spoke to college students and professors. And, you know, the last thing he talked about was God and love. And, you know, he was an example of, frankly, what's right in our nation. He was among the very best of us in that regard. He was a real leader. Personally, I think it's a huge loss. It's heartbreaking to see somebody's life ended so soon. You know, he's a dad. He was a husband. And my heart breaks for his family. I can't imagine having that type of video online and then to see just the bitter and nasty diatribe from so many on the left, the horrible things they said. I just, it's hard to believe that in this country, people have drifted so far to think that's acceptable. But, you know, to your point, this is going to be something that manifests far beyond what he ever could have done. God's plan is bigger than our plan. I fundamentally believe that. You know, I hate that he is gone. I hate that his family deals with this, but we have to honor his sacrifice by doing this and growing this movement and continuing to fight for the very things he believed in. He was an American patriot. He loved America in his core.
You know, look, in politics and talk radio, there's a lot of opining, meaning, you know, opinion given. And one of the things that I've attempted to do, especially over the last 23 years since I've been doing mornings here at the Sky, is try to be a truth teller. And of course, I'm only as good as the information that I can find and I'm given. But I say, instead of getting into, you know, conspiratorial stuff, let's deal with the stuff we know for sure. Like in this instance, we know for sure that Charlie Kirk was not a hater. And as people who didn't really know who he was, but were told maybe by friends, oh, yeah, he's a hater, he's a bigot, he's this, he's that, when they find out for themselves the truth, that to me is going to be huge. Politically, that is just going to spell more disaster for the political left, because once again, you know, it will be obvious that they lied about this man.
That's right. And, you know, I think you see that in terms of the outpouring and the response from people who were formerly Democrats, with the growth of Turning Point chapters across the country. And then I would say just the complete shock and the shift, even in the conservative groups. You know, one of the things that I've talked about is we have to take this anger, and in some instances rage, and we have to turn it into resolve. We have to push it down, and we have to remember how fleeting it is. You know, I was a Green Beret for most of my military career. I served 23. My wife did 20. We deployed all over the world and knowingly put our neck on the line, our life on the line, willing to sacrifice all that we were for a nation that we believed in to serve our community. Frankly, I think the truth is this. Many of us have to put ourselves at risk. We have to put ourselves in the line. If we want to preserve and protect what we love in this nation, well, then we all have to step up. We are the American people. As conservatives, we have to step up and lead and honor people like Charlie, who have sacrificed so much, and remember what it is that makes our country great. That's not conjecture. That's a fact. There is no place like America. There never has been, and we have to fight for it.
You know, and the political left, that their answer to everything is gun control and gun bans, it is kind of ironic, maybe, that, you know, the weapon we believe to be used was, what, some old Mauser, not even an AR platform.
Yeah, it was an old 30-06 style platform. I mean, it's a hunting rifle. It's 200 yards. That's a fairly simple shot for somebody who knows a pointy end from the buttstock. And the fact is this, my guns in my safe, they haven't moved. They haven't done anything. We have had a moral degradation in this nation. The left has pushed so far outside the normal ideas, ideals, and principles of this nation. And right now, I think you see an awakening. I think you see people pushing back. And I think you see the reality that people are understanding. We were told not to believe what we saw, what we heard with our ears, and to frankly push back and say, enough of the BS. We are going to step up. We are going to fight for what matters. We're going to do it the right way. And gun control is just another one of those facades. It's not the gun that causes the issue. It's the evil inside a person who decides to take somebody's life. We don't combat evil by taking guns. We take that by good people stepping up and fighting for what matters. Hold people accountable if they do a crime. You know, that's the other side of gun control. Career criminals have been released how many times to create havoc in the community? The left wants to take away your guns, loosen criminal accountability, and let them roam freely while they open up the border, they let drugs come across this. That is a recipe for disaster 10 times out of 10. And as conservatives, we see it, we hear it, we know it. Now we're fixing it. We have to maintain our resolve and continue to fight for what matters so we can pass this nation off to our kids.
Hey, I thought it was interesting. You know, I know I've pestered you about it and other leaders and lawmakers in the past about the open carry thing in Florida, and it would never make it out of committee. And I think there's some weak-kneed Republicans, weasels, I call them, that, you know, we're not pushing it because for whatever reason they weren't for it. So, yeah, it was never going to happen. Then all of a sudden we get this court case of appeals, three-panel judge. They say, yeah, no, it's open carry is, you know, going to be the law of the land here in Florida. What are your thoughts on that, how it came about, and how do you think it's going to work moving forward?
Well, I think this was inevitable. The law was pretty clear. I think if you read the Constitution, for the words that are there, you can see this was not going to be upheld. And I sure wish that in Florida we could have done this through legislative intent. We could have gotten language put in to our statutes doing this the right way. But in the end, I'm grateful that the court ruled. I'm grateful that that is where we're going in the law of the land. Now, I do expect you're going to see some pushback from the left. They're going to use things like Charlie's passing and many other things as fodder, but we got to stand our ground. The courts ruled that is the law of the land, and it's about time.
Yeah, I don't
push for two-way rights.
Yeah, I don't think you're going to see a lot of open carry because, quite frankly, in a lot of scenarios, it really makes sense. But it is nice as a, you know, as somebody who follows the law and, you know, myself, an individual believes in the Second Amendment, to have that option and be able to decide for myself what's applicable in certain circumstances and what's not. So, yeah, I believe it goes along with what you and the governor have been promoting, that, you know, Florida's free. And this is the way it should have been all along. So
that's right. Yeah, you're not going to see people walking around like it's the old West. I don't think that's the case. I think that's just more diatribe and conjecture from the left. But to your point, it is good. If you're going to go hunting, fishing, you're going to do things, you're going to go walk to your car and you have something strapped across your chest, that you're not going to get vilified by somebody with a camera and turned in. It's good to have our rights and our freedoms back.
Well said, Lieutenant Governor Jay Collins. Always a pleasure. Look forward to speaking to you again, sir. Stay safe.
God bless, my friend. Stay safe, and I look forward to next week.
Sounds good. Lieutenant Governor Jay Collins on the Bob Rose Show. I'm Bob Rose. Greg Cassidy is here. And just remember, you never have to miss a minute of the show. Available everywhere where you normally get your podcasts. Check it out. News Talk 97.3 The Sky.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Forgot what I was going to do.
Yeah.
Can you help me out, Craig?
Squirrel! Yeah.
That was it. That was...
See? You're just being distracted
over
there.
So, yeah, indeed. It is, by the way, it's 9:22 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Thanks so much for supporting what we do. And, I mean, you know, sometimes you just get these awful events like Charlie Kirk getting murdered, you know, in front of his family. It's gross. It's grotesque in the way some people have reacted.
Oh, yeah.
And I got to tell you, so, you know, we have an ability for people to, you know, to call in to air it out. We ourselves, Greg and I, we get to talk about these things like reasonable, logical people would do. And so it's really a blessing in many ways. And we couldn't do it without your continued support. And we appreciate it. And we appreciate the fact that, you know, our advertisers are treated well by our listeners. And otherwise, again, we wouldn't be in business. We wouldn't be successful. And yet we have been very much so. And so thank you. And I thank the good Lord as well, for everything, including this wonderful weather we're experiencing it right now.
Mm-hmm.
Very nice. Very nice.
It is nice.
Touch on a couple of things. Director of National Intelligence, Tulsi Gabbard, mourned the assassination of conservative activist Charlie Kirk during a vigil in Washington, D.C. last night. She held back tears. She called the Kirk assassination the definition of terrorism.
Yeah, I can see that.
Hold that thought.
Yeah.
In the book of Corinthians, Paul said, "Therefore, we are always of good courage and know that while we are at home in the body, we are absent from the Lord. We are of good courage, I say, and prefer to be rather be absent from the body and be home with the Lord." And then she goes on and ties that to Charlie Kirk, his faith, his belief system, and basically the fact that he's with his Heavenly Father now. But let me go back to a statement that she made. The assassination of Charlie Kirk is the definition of terrorism. Absolutely, unequivocally, it is. And people need to recognize that. I think a lot of like-minded people, they do. They do understand that. And I just wonder why so many on the left, they don't understand that. They think that, well, wait a second. There are times when, assassination is good. And maybe they don't articulate it exactly like I just did. I do this for simplification, but really that's kind of their mindset. Well, yeah, good. One less hate a talker. Because in their minds, the ones that actually, well, anyway, in their minds, they thought he was a hater. They believed his words were of hate. Faith, family, God, country. Really? What planet did you come from that you believe those are words of hate? Clearly they weren't. Isn't that interesting, though? That you call it hate,
right?
And it's not true, but you vilify it to the point to where real hate comes out. Hate for this person, even though they're not guilty of saying anything hateful. Yeah. And so what do you do? In this country, what do you do? A free speech is going on and you're not comfortable, what do? You walk away. You turn it off. Yeah. You change the channel. You put on your headphones. It's so easy. It is so easy. I don't care for what that person has to say. You don't shoot them. But if you believe in terrorism, if you believe violence helps to foment political change, and you're for that way of bringing about political change, you're an anarchist. You're a toss some dynamite in the czar's coach. That's what you believe. That's not American at all, and that's what these people believe. So when Tulsi Gabbard points out that the assassination of Charlie Kirk is the definition of terrorism, yes, you're darn right. It is exactly that. So you have people in this country who have the ability to vote, who vote for lefties, Democrats, lefty socialist Democrats, lefty Marxist Democrats. They do that every day, and they've proven that they don't love this country and that they're supporters of terrorism. Terrorism. They want to bring political change through violence. Mm-hmm. And maybe they won't pick up something and do that.
Right.
They'll applaud the other deranged people who are willing to.
What's so frustrating, though, is you've got people that are, whether they've been on TV, radio, print, whatever, actors, singers. It's so frustrating when they use their platform and they spread false information. That is one of those. It's just kind of like the fake stuff that's all over Facebook right now, which drives me absolutely crazy. Pretty much, folks, if there's an AI picture, it's 95% something fake. Just kind of know that moving forward.
Oh, it's big time. I saw I don't even know if it was AI. It was so poorly done, Photoshop. Basically, it was Trump and Epstein and these like younger girls there.
Oh, my goodness.
And it was ridiculous. And the funny thing is, I looked at the comments.
Yeah.
Every single one of them knew. Oh, this is fake. What are you doing? Why are you trying to push that?
It's frustrating.
But former ESPN commentator Jemele Hill called conservative activist Charlie Kirk a white supremacist whose influence was dangerous just days after his assassination. Hill issued her thoughts on Charlie Kirk and his legacy during a special live episode of her Spolitics podcast last Friday, claiming she wanted to fight the counter narrative surrounding Kirk. "I'm tired of white supremacist beliefs being considered a difference of opinion. I'm really sick of that. as I'm paying attention to how people are talking about and memorializing Charlie Kirk. I'm insulted by the fact that they think his beliefs are just about a difference of opinion. You know what she thinks a racist is?
What's
you know
that?
What Charlie Kirk said?
What?
What opportunities am I given that you're not? Hmm. He said that to college kids who are black kids.
Right.
They tried to say there's systemic racism. He said, well, tell me where. Look, you're on a college campus. You're getting a college education.
I wonder if the African Americans that actually worked with him knew he was a white supremacist.
Yeah, exactly.
They must have missed that day.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
929 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And you can listen to the show on the Odyssey iHeartRadio or TuneIn apps or tell your smart speaker play 97.3 The Sky.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. You're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, good morning and welcome. It's 9:37. I'm Bob Rose. Greg Cassidy is here, and it's Monday, and we're going to make it great. That's what we do. Hey, did you catch the game, the Gators? Look, there were flashes of good football. A lot of them. So what ruined it? How did the Gators lose 20-10? Well, the biggest thing, interceptions and penalties. If you got to narrow it down to two things, I'd say those were the two biggest factors. Interceptions, you got to get protection at the line. You've just got to have your head in the game. I don't know what to say about that, but I can tell you this, the penalties, sorry. Really no excuse. It is a matter of being a disciplined football player, and that goes to the coach.
Yeah.
And I'm not picking on him. I'm just saying. But the new chant I'm hearing in town, because I started it a couple hours ago, is Chucky, Chucky, Chucky. John Gruden is going to come and coach the Gators. I said that last year.
Mm-hmm.
I'm usually right. I just, you know, not always right on the timeline.
They just haven't caught up to you yet. That's
yeah.
All, you know, so.
Jesus is coming back. I don't have the exact year.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
I'm just telling you. That's what I think is going to happen. I'm sorry, my Jewish friends. He's coming for the first time. But he's going to be here. He's coming for a visit.
Oh, yeah.
First or second time. Mm-hmm. It'll be the first time for you and me, no matter what.
Mm-hmm.
Right? For us, personally. All right. So you got that going on. Oh, wait. The bad news. I told you the Gators lost, right?
Right.
The bad news. They have to go to Miami. Oh.
Ruh-ruh.
Ouch. LSU is a tough place to play, and they've got a good team. I'm telling you. And the Gators could mix it up with them. They really could have. But they fell short. Now we got to go to Miami. They beat USF 49-12. Yes, the same USF that beat us the previous week. Yeah. So, we'll see. Anything can happen, though. It's college football. That's what makes it exciting. I think we're going to see a lot of upsets this year. I really do. The Eagles show that they... Still very strong NFL team, the defending world champions, taking on which basically was a repeat from last year's Super Bowl. The Eagles beat Kansas City. They beat that that guy that hangs out with that girl.
Who shall remain nameless? Well, and so, is it going to be worse? Are we going to see even more of that girl? And we don't mean Marlo Thomas.
Well, yeah, because she's got to console her boy. Mm-hmm. It's okay. I don't know why I pick on them. I don't care one way or another.
We were just so inundated, you know.
And I would never do that baby voice in front of him because he's like a 6-foot monster.
He can beat you to a pulp. Yeah, there's that.
No, I didn't say that.
But
he said he's a monster.
But he could.
They kick him right in the knee.
Yeah.
Run.
And run to the best of your ability.
And fall down like I did on the pickleball court this weekend.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I get the old geezer award this weekend.
Oh, no.
You know, you see, you fall down. I fell down on the tennis court before. Before anybody can even say anything, you've dusted yourself off. You're ready to play. Everybody stands there waiting for you to get up. Mm. Not in pickleball.
Really?
They rush you all because this could be your last fall ever. Uh-oh. They rush around you. You know, did you break a hip? Are you conscious? You know, don't move. Don't move. Get up slowly. I'm serious. They were saying all that stuff. I'm like,
See, I guess that's the difference. When you fall, if somebody thinks you're young or old, if they think you're young, they laugh. If they think you're old, they call an ambulance.
Well, that's why my feelings are hurt.
I'm sorry, Bob.
But the other thing is, I'm not bragging or anything,
but
for years of martial arts, no.
However,
at least I know how to fall, okay?
Well,
and there
true.
Really is something to that.
Yes.
The older you get, generally how it works is the ground becomes your enemy, and you want to stay away from the ground. And since you were a little kid, the ground didn't scare you, but you grew, and you grew further from the ground, and were never friends with the ground. And so when you get older, you go, oh, whatever I do, I don't want to fall. Well, and that's the people who get hurt. Me, I just go right down on where I have a little padding there on the back. So he goes, good thing you fell where there's padding. I go, I didn't fall on my stomach, dummy.
Yeah.
But anyway, yeah, I fell down. Pickleball court.
Was it caught on video or anything?
No, not as far as I know.
Good.
The thing is, it wasn't just like, oh, I went down.
Yeah.
I was crushing it. I'm on one side of the court getting the ball. I'm on the other side.
Mm-hmm.
And then your body shifted one way and your feet are going the other. And they got tangled.
And you?
I went down.
Yeah, it happens.
But yeah, don't get up right away. Don't do this. I'm like, oh, no. Yep, so I will have to do things this week, chop down a couple of trees or something to get my man card back.
Yep.
So I'll work on that. But what was the point I was originally? Oh, KC, Kansas
yes.
City. So, yeah, and they didn't look bad, and you know they're always a threat. But the Eagles bested them 20-17. Lions beat the Bears 52-21. The Dolphins took a hard one, 33-27. They were in the game, just didn't work out. They lost to the Patriots. And the Jags lose to the Bengals, 31-27. You know, for most in Florida, you know, football, not great.
Yeah.
Not great. I mean, yeah, I guess if you're a Miami fan, at least somebody in the state won. But, the Georgia-Tennessee game. Now, that was a football game. 44-41 in overtime, Georgia won. That was a dogfight. Get it, Greg?
Yeah, see what you're doing there.
Get it?
See what you're doing. Yep.
And another side note upon side notes. The Bucks play tonight, an early Monday night football because it's a doubleheader. Bucks play at 7 p.m. I told you the new coach is going to be coming to Florida, right?
I think you might have mentioned
John
that.
Gruden.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
It's the contract's practically, the ink is drying possibly as we. And again, this is the rumor mill, my rumor mill.
That you might have started, yes.
We'll see.
We could grind flour on this rumor mill here.
Well, look, I've said crazier things and they've come true, so.
Good point.
You never know.
Good point.
You gotta throw it out there.
Got us there.
Yeah, it's like a lottery ticket. If you don't say it, you can't say it after the fact that you thought it.
I know.
Oh, here's what. You ready for this?
I don't know.
Of all people.
Based on how
Pete
you said
Buttigieg.
That.
Pete Buttigieg said that President Donald Trump was hurting the country. This is a guy who didn't show up for one of the biggest train wrecks in history.
Uh-huh.
He didn't show up for it. He was breastfeeding his baby.
He was a train wreck.
Not bringing together. He's hurting the country, and he's not bringing it together.
Mm-hmm.
That's what Yeah.
I got a feeling it's the lefties that are kind of keeping things from getting together, but just saying. What, is that their new thing now? Is that
yes.
Kind of?
Yeah, that's a trend.
Oh.
Let's see, who else? Oh, Mark Kelly.
Oh.
Mark Kelly.
Yeah.
Earth to Mark Kelly.
He sometimes forgets. He's a little bit of a space cadet.
He's still out
you know
there.
What I'm saying?
Yeah.
And, Senator Mark Kelly, the Democrat from Arizona, said President Trump had not tried to bring the country together after the assassination of Charlie Kirk. Is that a
what?
Trend? Oh, yeah, word for word, Greg.
So they're sharing headlines now? Okay.
This is what they do. They've been doing this. You've seen it before.
Yep.
Where you can put together a montage, and you will get four mm-hmm. or five politicians and four or five talking heads from the left, mm-hmm. like MSNBC, CNN, and others, and they literally are reading off the same page. And this is the new one. Trump is not bringing the country together.
Huh. Could maybe the other side calling him a Nazi and a fascist. And
you mean the people that probably caused this weirdo to act to begin with?
Yeah. Yeah,
yeah, those are not the people that are all of a sudden going to say, let's break out the olive branch.
Mm-hmm.
Let's make friends. No. Yeah,
not so much.
And we don't want to be friends with him anymore. There's no call for violence, but I'm going to call evil what it is.
I'd say I am seeing, and I mentioned it the other day, but I saw it all weekend, people going, look, if you found any pleasure in what happened to Charlie Kirk, we're not friends. We are not the same. We're, you know, write me off. Don't talk to me, which I understand the downside to that is you can't have a conversation. But if that's where people are, I see why people are going, I don't need your influence in my life.
Yeah, and I you know what? And I typically in the past would not agree with that. I'm not easy to go, we're not friends, But I got to tell you, this one is a game changer.
Yep.
Because it's not whether or not you agree or like Charlie Kirk. You are okay with a human being being assassinated in front of their family,
mm-hmm.
and you don't like their opinion, so somehow you're okay with that.
That's wrong.
That is some sick. Blankety blank, blank, and fill in the blanks with a Quentin Tarantino movie script. And then some.
Now you're getting bad.
And then some. Make it a cheeseburger royale.
Over the top.
Coming up next, it's your turn. Things that make you smile. We're looking for upbeat, positive thoughts that you share with us. Brought to you by my dentist, Dr. Samantha Annis, Transformation Dentistry. And Dr. Samantha Annis, 877-975-9825. Call in now with things that make you smile on 97.3 The Sky. Hey, sometimes when we're going through the toughest times is when we have the greatest need to smile, to appreciate our blessings, you know? Smell the roses? Come on, help us out here. Time for you to call in for things that make you smile, upbeat positive thoughts that you share with us. Brought to you by my dentist, Transformation Dentistry, and Dr. Samantha Annis. Call now, 877-975-9825. And Richard, what's making you smile?
Hey, Bob. Well, going through the same, or maybe I don't know about more serious issues than you had with your heart, but yeah.
Well, you hang in there, my friend, all right? And then we'll smile together when you're on the other side, the mm-hmm. other side of the operating table, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the problem is you want to get something fixed.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it becomes evident that you need to get it fixed.
Yeah.
Well, what makes you smile is there's people in this area who can fix it.
Absolutely. We got plenty of them, actually. So.
Yeah, we really do. We are. But, you know, it makes me smile that we are blessed with some of the best medical professionals mm-hmm. really in the Southeast United States. We really got some good things going on around here.
Well, and actually, as I was making kind of the rounds over the weekend, you know, folks will still, hey, so how's Bob doing? You know, he had the heart attack. I said, oh, yeah, he's doing fine. What was it about it you didn't think he was having? I'm like, oh, yeah, he's laying on the floor in the studio, turning white and sweating, but... Yeah, it's heartburn.
It was a long river. It was a wide river. It was called denial. You've heard of it?
Yes. Bob is the king of denial.
Yeah. Sometimes I feel like I'm the king of pain.
Ooh, that'd be a good song, too.
Hey, coming up next, it's a Smoking Gun, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. Hang on. Time now for the Smoking Gun, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. California State Senate passed a bill Thursday, co-sponsored by Radical Senator Scott Wiener, a Democrat out of San Francisco, that aims to prevent federal immigration and customs enforcement officers from wearing masks. You know, they've been identified, they've been doxxed, and it's wrong, and the masks help to protect their identity. Wiener has been known in the past for passing a law that led to the explosion of street prostitution by trafficked migrant children. Newsom had to finally take that one back. So, yeah, if ICE wants to cover it, leave them alone, Wiener. And that's your Smoking Gun. The Smoking Gun is brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. On behalf of Greg Cassidy, I'm Bob Rose. God bless you and your family. Have a great, safe day. See ya.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.